From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkey and a key Syrian opposition group pledged on Saturday to support a complicated and partly secret ceasefire deal agreed upon by the United States and Russia.
First, we agreed on the steps through which the regime will come to a place where it will not fly combat missions anywhere where the opposition is present in an area that we have agreed on with very real specificity. Once this arrangement takes full effect, the regime would no longer be able to do in the future what has been able to do so much in the past, which is go after Nusra, allegedly, but hit moderate opposition.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry saying the plan also calls for the U.S. and Russia to cooperate on the fight against terror groups within Syria after marathon negotiations with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov. In Geneva, Kerry said a nationwide ceasefire would begin Monday at sundown. North Korea said Saturday it would not submit to U.S. nuclear blackmail, a day after shocking the world with its fifth and largest nuclear test. The U.S. is exasperated by the strong military steps being taken by the DPRK in a phased way. The North's latest test preceded a volley of missile launches in recent months, sparking worldwide condemnation, the U.N. Security Council agreeing on Friday immediately to begin work on a new series of sanctions. Sunday marks the 15th anniversary of the September 11th attacks on the U.S. U.S. President Barack Obama Saturday in his weekly address says it was a day one of the darkest in the U.S. country.
15 years ago, a September day that began like any other became one of the darkest in our nation's history. The Twin Towers were reduced to rubble. The Pentagon was in flames. A Pennsylvania field burned with the wreckage of an airplane. And nearly 3,000 innocent lives were lost. This weekend, we honor their memory once more. We stand with the survivors who still bear the scars of that day. We thank the first responders who risked everything to save others.
On Sunday, the annual 9/11 National Day of Service and Remembrance, the president will observe a moment of silence at the White House. Later, he'll speak at a ceremony at the Pentagon honoring those killed 15 years ago. This is VOA News. Top Afghan officials and representatives of an anti-government armed group are said to be moving closer to their protracted peace negotiations, and both sides are expected to sign a deal possibly sometime on Saturday. The president said of the said national government said for months has been engaged in talks with an opposition faction, with disagreements repeatedly stalling the much-touted peace process. Groundbreaking development comes at a time when the largest insurgent group, the Taliban, has intensified attacks across Afghanistan and has made territorial gains in parts of the country. More than 2 million worshippers are expected to begin the Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia on Saturday.
I feel so very great that Allah gave me the opportunity to be among those who witness this Jumat prayer today in Haram, Mecca. And I pray, inshallah, because to Allah, may Allah inspire my life to next year so that I will be able to come and perform the same Hajj. The sermon was very good, touching. It was a lecture about what we are going to do in Munna, Arafat and Musarifat. It's all about Hajj. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our Hajj as Hajj, my bro.
The Hajj is an act of faith required of all able-bodied Muslims once in their life. During the Hajj, pilgrims seek forgiveness for their sins and meditate on their faith. The man who attempted to assassinate U.S. President Ronald Reagan 35 years ago is being permanently released Saturday from a Washington mental hospital. John Hinckley's release comes after a federal judge in July ruled that he's not a danger to himself or the public. Hinckley's release follows years of rehabilitation after being found not guilty by reason of insanity of shooting President Reagan and three others. Hinckley will live with his elderly mother in a gated community in Williamsburg, Virginia, under dozens of conditions. The Islamic State is accused of setting off two bombs outside of a shopping mall in Baghdad overnight, killing at least 12 people and wounding dozens more. Iraqi security officials say at least one of the explosions that struck just before midnight Friday was caused by a suicide bomber. For details on these stories, much more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.